So it's another Monday release for you, and this week we're going to be talking about corporate gifts. We've got Stuart Walton as usual, but we've also got Paul Walters back with us again as well. Paul is, of course, from Stafford Industrial Supplies and was with us on the last episode on First Impressions. Stuart, do you want to introduce yourself first, please?
Indeed. Hi, I'm Stuart Walton from Conspeaker CBM, Staffordshire's leading referral marketing and business networking consultancy, helping you get the most out of meeting strangers and turning that into business gold.
And Paul, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Thank you. Paul Walters, Stafford Industrial Supplies from Stafford's number one PPE supplier.
Now, before we start this week's episode, I'd just like to just say to everyone, if you've got some thoughts or opinions or would just like to share something about this episode, we'd welcome that. We want your comments, we want feedback. You can get us direct on Twitter. I'm at Lilac Films. Stuart is at Conspicuous CBM,
yep,
all one word, and Paul is SIS underscore limited LTD, that is.
Yep.
So please do tweet us and talk to us about any views of that you feel.
Obviously, if you know us on LinkedIn, send us a LinkedIn message, or on, we're obviously going to post this on Facebook. Both Steve and I put up on our websites, there's blog entries. You can put comments on there as well.
So, corporate gifts is this week's episode. The good, the bad, and the just crap.
Yes, the good, the bad, and the ugly, indeed, of corporate gifts.
So, what's the worst corporate gift you've received, Stuart? Let's put you on the spot.
Oh, the worst corporate gifts I have received. I think it's this is many years ago that I got this, and and it was both quality and sense of suitability. It wasn't a wasn't very good quality and wasn't very suitable. I got an ashtray. Now, and you think, this is, I'm obviously showing my age when smoking was slightly more appropriate, but but this wasn't that long ago. And yes, there are clearly in the good old days there were corporate gifts involving ashtrays, and but this person here clearly had not moved with the time and tried to left me with a nice ashtray and stuff like that, where my days of smoking behind the bikes heads left were school and university a bit beyond, but really in the last 20 years I've avoided puffing smoke, so that's within the last 20 years. An ashtray, it was a French company, and they gave me this ashtray. Thinking that clearly, cultural differences and smoking gauloises and Chitan aside, it was not really a great gift.
Well, so fight the smoking ban.
Here's a gift. Now go and infiltrate your lungs.
Yes, indeed.
And bring your life to an early demise.
Yes.
How about yourself, Paul? What's the worst corporate gift you've received?
You know, I don't receive many corporate gifts, believe it or not. But I would say a bottle opener.
I mean, useful at least.
What do I need a bottle opener for?
Well, you've probably got five or six in there, but at least you've got something that's functional. So
do,
when
do,
you ask that,
I really
can
do
we
have a bottle opener now. There's no time at home.
I'll just keep my drawer open. You can have one of those.
Oh, super.
Yeah. I don't. What? Why on earth would I want a bottle opener with? I don't know. Let's just say conspicuous. On that, I'm never going to use it as a keyring as well.
You know what? It's a sort of thing that I can see the logic in that at least. Because it's a sort of thing that someone could leave in their car. You go on that camping holiday and you forget the bottle opener, but then suddenly the conspicuous CBM bottle opener appears, and you can all have a beer. And
indeed,
and then
and how much more grateful? Walton. And how much more grateful you're going to be about thinking about me when you as you crack open that beer when you're in your caravan.
Now, that is a very good point. However, my planning on my caravan holidays are much better than that.
Now, I think the worst one I ever saw, and I never understood it either. Do you remember the little furry creature that had a little sort of like a little bit of tape coming out of it? And the goggly eyes,
they were
everywhere. And the thing was, I never understood what the point of them was. I'll find a picture. We'll put a picture out on the blog
for
as
children?
Well. No.
These were
sort of like on every event stand.
Yeah.
When you went to an exhibition, they were everywhere. They served no purpose other than they'd have a little bit about the business written on them. Like, it was before the days of even sort of like emails and web addresses were that big. I remember my dad bringing them home from when he'd go on to an exhibition,
yeah.
And we'd be given them, and all the fur would come off. I think there was actually a lawsuit against them that they actually were quite harmful to children
and that would be about 99 I started there. They were handing those out for various celebration-y things, along with obligatory pencils, to even to customers or celebrating like we did stuff. I remember we had our 10th anniversary celebration. We handed out to every member. Hang on, I just want money. Why are you giving me this crappy? So that actually, now I'm even more offended. It's the French that give me another crappy corporate gift, you know.
This is what's going to come to. So the French are to blame for everything. We've just had Brexit. Let's let it rip on Europe.
Yes, indeed. You know, why not? You know, let's be controversial. That's what we want on this podcast.
Bit of xenophobic.
Yes.
So coming back to it then. So we've talked about the rubbish gifts then. But actually, there are some quite good corporate gifts out there. And the ones I've actually used quite a bit, I was given a tape measure. And actually, I'm not the kind of person that has a lot of tools
around about. Tape measures.
And a tape measure was actually quite a useful tool to have when you sort of think about it. It's one of those sort of like, unless you're big into your DIY, people probably have one lying around somewhere, but you can never find a damn thing.
I remember getting, and I unfortunately I mislaid it since. I got one of those a small Swiss Army knife from a South African company that probably around 97 they gave it to me. And, it was handy. It had a little toothpick and a little pair of tweezers and just enough little implements to be useful. All around the world I took that, and of course clearly in these days of airport checks, I couldn't keep it going, but that was a very handy little thing and used very often, because it did have that obligatory corkscrew, so I could open up a bottle.
Now, coming back to business cards again, I'm going to bring on this picture. This isn't the exact one, but I was handed a business card that was actually a lockpick. It was a steel business card. It was quite similar to this one.
Oh, wow.
It was someone that was involved in ethical hacking, but they got quite creative with their business cards.
That's clever,
obviously had a huge cost to them. All these steel business cards printed where you could take it apart and actually have a lockpick created out of it. So if you've got locked in a room or anything like that, you can get yourself out. But what I liked about it was that it wasn't the practicality and the use of it, but the fact that it was something quite clever, quite different, and actually, out of all the business cards, that really, really stood out.
Yeah, and I got something this morning, which I gave you one, Steve, because this is going to be somebody we're going to meet in the future on this podcast, was a credit business card size bit of plastic with a USB,
A USB stick on there.
Invented into the design. Nicely done. I can remember this. I can fit this into my wallet. Very handy, Unfortunately, I dare not give this to my children because this will be broken, in 30 seconds or lost. But, very handy piece of use of the standard business card size and business card size, shape to do what you want.
But actually, the fact that you can design on it almost identically to how you can design on a business card, and it does look really, really slick as well. It's not. I mean, some of these USB business cards just looked a bit naff. They were they're fat.
That's
clunky,
quite thin. That's thin and nice. Yeah.
Whereas, I think this one's great. It's well disguised. When I was first given it, I had no idea what this was. I took it out of the box, told what it was, and this one's a red door. But it looks fab. It looks really, really slick. So,
and I think because you can talk about also, thank you gifts as well, and I saw, corporate gifts. It says, what are you doing to corporate? You're trying to get things remembered. So it's the classic, the mug on the desk, the pen, whether you've got the details, the coasters and stuff like that, and there's lots to be said, we were talking about iPhone cases, just before we were recording this podcast, are they a great gift? Are they going to be used? I always love a mug because the mug is very handy. You can never, find one, it's on the desk, and you can do that. But
I'm sure you put in a Lilac Films iPhone case, wouldn't you, if I was to give you one?
Of course, Steve, I would do, But it's got to be a UAG branded version of that, because this is the best, iPhone case.
You know what, Steve?
To hit people on the head with.
As much as I like and appreciate you, no, I wouldn't put it on my phone.
No. I don't think there's anyone that would put it on a phone.
I'd even.
I wear my Staff and Industrial Supplies beanie,
But that's different, isn't it? I wouldn't invest in phone cases to give out to my customers. Because realistically, who wants to put an SIS, Stafford Industrial Supplies, phone case on the phone when you can get Superman ones or Marvel ones or something with a bit of fun or the George flag?
People with an overinflated sense of how important their business is in other people's lives. And that's what it comes back to.
Yeah.
I think the two gifts that I I pretty much permanently have around that are, one's on my office desk, one is always in my car. The first is an umbrella that's always in my car that I was given by Redbox web designer gave to me. Yeah. And you know what? Rightly. I've even got some branded just myself so that when we're on location, we pop out a Lilac Films umbrella and we pop a Redbox web design umbrella. And it's brilliant. And it always gets a question asked by the client that's on there as well about, who's that company on there? So I think really, really slick, really useful.
And to be fair, you know, my wife's always saying, umbrellas, but you know, when it's wet, you know, it says, oh, have you got one of those red box or web umbrellas, you know, somewhere? So it does work, you know. So
what also works as well is an LED torch. Now, do you remember the FSB ones?
Yeah.
On a key ring, and you click the little button, LED lights up. Well, when we're getting back on late nights from networking, I can't see. Well,
it's on my key ring over there, you know.
Perfect. I can't see to put the key in my door.
Because you were too mean to order the electronic locking, weren't you?
Well, there's always that, absolutely. The key in the door at my house, I meant, when I got back
home. Of course, indeed.
You know, everyone else has gone to bed. Because
the wife's not opening the door as you
want. No, they're all embedded by the time I get home from networking. Press that button, LED light comes on, FSB shows there, put it in, I'm happy.
Yeah. And I see, I disagree there, but I think this may be a slightly generational thing on this one. Not to say your ages on this one, but I personally, whenever I get a torch... It gets thrown away because I've got my phone, so I'll use my phone for anything like that. And,
I do use my phone a lot, but I find torches very...
I never thought about using my phone.
But I do find torches because clearly, you know, involved as I am with, you know, with scouting activities in my, you know, outside of sort of business, having a torch or two handy around, you can never have too many torches. You know?
Well, actually, on the torch note, I was given one of those pens that lights up, so you click it and has a torch on the end. Very, very clever. Now, I had it for about a week and got bored of it, and it was my little boy that picked it up, and he decided that was his pen. Mm. It went to school with him, and then he lost the pen, and I had to go back to their business. There were tears. I had to go back to their business and get another pen there for that one. But actually, I think there's a lot to be said for corporate gifts that, if you know, a lot of your customers have children that are going to be for the kids rather than for the customers.
And on that same thing, you know, there was a pen done with the light, and one that, well, there was a version of that with a little. A thing for it's just a stylus for iPads and iPhones, and I gave one of those to my mum. You know, in fact, and I said to the person, actually, can you have a few spare? Because, you know, my mum's got an iPhone, and because obviously that's what, you know, easier to for me to help her out with that. And she's, you know, but with her fingers, she likes the tap on the thing, so she's got several of them, you know. And she thought to herself, actually, where can I buy these? I said, don't worry, I'll give you some free ones. And I said,
do you remember the name that was printed on the stylus and torch?
No, because I'm...
Which is interesting, isn't it?
But
isn't that what it's for? That's what a promotional gift's for. Okay, you're given a gift, but realistically, subliminally, you want to be given the message of your company.
Yeah.
And you completely miss that.
I know.
Because of the fabulous use of this implement.
Yes. In a sense, it's almost too good.
Yes. Yeah. So we should have stress balls.
Indeed.
That's what we should have, stress balls with Stuart Walton face on the conspicuous. Indeed. I'm sure we'd all be squeezing it. And we'd leave it on our desk, or even thumping it.
Probably, yes. I think I might get some done like that. You know, so you can then, you know, you got, my little face remind you all times to behave yourself. And then when you're feeling cross, you can beat me on. You know, you can squash me and beat me.
Well, you know how much I'm a fan. I'm putting my picture on things. So why not? Hey. Who cares what people do with your image once they've got it?
Exactly. And obviously, Steve, it has to be age appropriate. No more than those your LinkedIn profile shot when you're looking, you know, 20 years old, you know.
So I think the other gift, so I mentioned one of the ones that I really, really like. The other one is quite a simple one, but it's basically notepaper with a calendar on there. Mm. Now, clearly it's quite a common one on there as well, but if it's a good quality bit of paper and it's got all the right information on there, so it's well designed, it's got the relevant year calendar on there, it's got sort of like a plenty of clear space for notes, things like that. It's simple, but it's elegant, and... personally, I generally keep those. If I get something like that, a good pad of paper, I always quite like having them around, because
printers often do that. You know, they do those sort of little desk, you know, jotters, things with a calendar on it. See, but
in a, but they're too big. That's the thing. These huge things that they give out, too big.
But you don't see any printers networking these days, and they're never going to come out because, you know, they're missing a trick, you know. But where are the old calendars? You know, you used to get, you know, in the good old days, you know. Well, we couldn't accept bottles of wine, you know.
But because again, this is a thing of technology taking over, isn't it, as well? Everyone uses their iPhones now as well. But a good bit of paper, when you're on the phone, especially if you've got lots of staff where they're sort of on the phone frequently, having those bits of paper around is invaluable, and I think really, really useful. I'm not a fan of the big sort of like the large calendars where you've got to sort of hang them on the wall, and they've got the sort of like the top 12 pictures taken by the IT team downstairs and that kind of thing. It's not for me, but I really, really like the sort of like the pads of paper. The ones you gave out, Paul, networking, fantastic. Still got it.
Are they A6, aren't they? A6 pads.
The V's take away. They don't take up too much space, but they just look...
Because I think I even put one in my little iPad case over there. I think I've got one there stuck in, you know, because obviously everything you give me, I cherish and keep.
Oh, thank you. But you're going to remember that, then. You're going to remember the company, because that A6 pad, which is emblazoned with Stafford Industrial Supplies, you're using it, you're writing down your notes, you pull off your note, maybe you're going to take that note to one of your customers, and your customer's going to see it too. It's a great idea.
The other thing do is deliberately, if I'm going to introduce you to someone for that, I would write down sort of like the information on that pad of paper and let them take it away for that, because I don't have to write all the details down on there as well for that. So it's really, really good if you're a referral hunter out there and you're looking to get introductions. Having
a pad, talk to Paul and hand it over like that was fantastic, yeah.
Yeah. So we like pads. What other gifts do we like then?
So this is obviously because a lot of the times I've brought gifts in the past, you know, around exhibitions and shows, food. I like giving away little food gifts as well, you know.
So you talk about the mints that you get in the mints,
chocolates, absolutely, you know, marshmallows, you know, obviously.
Mints I get. Marshmallows, they're big, they're messy, they're sort of like...
Probably more of a thank you gift, you know, because you can get them... you can get them sort of personalised, as you can put on somebody's logo, like cakes and things like that. So if somebody's done something nice, you can send them a box of marshmallows or a cake in blessing with a thank you. But I mean, if you gave a marshmallow to my son, he'd be your friend forever, you know.
That's true. But is that where, I mean, that's the thing, there's no longevity to them. There is a case that they're taken, they're eaten, they're bins.
But I guess it's, you know, it's easy, practical, and, you know, especially at certain circumstances, I mean, if you're on a conference show floor and things like that, you know, a bit of food to sustenance is, you know, gets remembered. So, you know, has a thing. Or mints, you know, those little FSB mints. I've had them for years, you know. And,
they were brilliant, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they've all gone now, though, haven't they?
Yeah, I think I've eaten them all, yeah.
We have fresh smelling breath.
What do we think then about the bottles of wine you can get, where you can print onto them your sort of like your company branding, and you can hand those out as a corporate gift to you? I tried this last year. I tried the Lilac Films wine. I've got to be honest, I wasn't 100% convinced on it, and I'm still not. We had some good feedback about it, but I'm not convinced it was the right choice.
I think it's another thing, is, you know, you try it once, see how it goes, and you've got to think about the circumstances. Giving a bottle of wine to somebody, you know,
it's not good. Bribery.
I think in today's world, it's you know, if you handed those around a large company, they would be very embarrassed, because, you know,
so a thank you present, maybe.
Yeah, something very special, or somebody's done something nice, just as a corporate gift. You're probably, certainly large businesses with their sort of the ethical standards, they have to think, you know, you'd send them all into a tizzy, you know, and they would have to report it, or worse. I mean, one way to look at it, it all gets sort of like parceled up, and which we used to do, we get all the, you know, procurement department, we get all these gifts and from people trying to, you know, bribe them, and so we'd pass them all up, and we'd auction them all off in a sort of raffle to the staff, you know, for a Christmas raffle we gave away to charity. So, you know, your bottle of wine that you've given, you know, I might be giving a bottle of wine to Paul, he just puts it into a big, big thing, and then, of course, it gets lost, you know, and so that's a waste, really. So, and, you know, probably not the best thing. You have to think about it very carefully, I think, you know.
Okay, so let's talk about a technology-based gift then. So One of the recent ones that we're starting to see more and more of are the video cards and the video brochures. Now, clearly, they're quite pricey at the moment. I think there was a magazine that released the first video advert in there in 2014, I think, where they had the How I Met Your Mother trailer for the final episode playing in that. Huge cost then, would have made a huge loss on the magazines, but clearly it was a PR stunt to do that. Whereas now we're starting to see it seep in to businesses, and clearly something in my industry, being in film, I'm quite interested to see how it's being used. We've had a few customers that have used it, some successfully, some not so. But what are your thoughts on it? How do you feel if you're handed a brochure that was a video brochure that you open it up and you see a video inside it?
I think it's just destined for the bin.
Yeah.
Without much forethought on my part. That's me personally. All those sort of things I just think, what can I do with it afterwards? You know, and so I suppose if, let's say,
it's just like a card that comes to you. A card.
It's like
it's basically like an iPad screen that's built into that, or an iPhone size screen that's built into a brochure. So you open it up, it's like they're quite fat brochures at the moment. They've got branded printed on there. I think
the ones it'd be a bit like a car, you know, like a car advert.
Single use.
That's effectively yeah.
Well, so, yes. Some of them. I mean, the ones I've had, you can sort of like pop a USB lead in and then sort of like put I don't know, sort of like a episode of Teletubbies on for the children if you want to keep them quiet in the car. But by and large, it's single use, it's one purpose.
Yeah, I think it was single use, it's destined for the bin. You know, if I couldn't use it for something else.
It's not something that's taken a fancy to me, but like you said earlier, we're of different ages, you know.
And where we have seen it used successfully has been in waiting rooms, where it's not something that's taken away, but instead it's something that while someone's waiting there, they open this up and they browse it.
Oh, I can see that working.
Yeah, and of course, lower cost as well to have those. Whereas if you're paying £25 a unit for something that's destined for the bin, that's going to be an expensive conference you're going to if you're handing out 1,000 of those.
Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, if we said, you know, the sort of the credit card size USB stick, you know, which I can reuse, and but you might have loaded with all your promotional items, I think that might be better because you're taking a risk that, you know, whatever you do, am I going to actually look at the material that you've put on there? Yes or no, don't know. But if I can reuse it, the chances are it's going to be stuck in my pocket. At least there's a bigger chance of me doing something with it and remembering you fondly than those single-use things which I go, that's lovely, you know, where's the bin?
Do we all still sit at desks? I do. I still have my desk and I still use my desk a lot through my business day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you two still?
Yes.
So realistically, the best sort of promotional gifts you can give are the gifts that somebody puts on their desk. The coaster, the mug, the mouse pad.
Mm-hmm.
Are the mouse pads around anymore?
Mouse. Yeah.
And pens, of course. So if you look at my desk over there, and you can see some people's gifts over there.
I agree, but I think you're competing for space there, and that space clearly is the one that everyone's going for. Everyone is thinking the desk. But I don't know about you, I imagine you're quite selective about the gifts that make it all the way to the desk. So if you're going to do something for the desk, I think it's got to be good quality. It's got to be something that actually, if you're going to do a coaster, it can't be one that sort of like looks like it's just from down the pub or something like that. It's got to look the part. Same with the mug as well. Mugs, probably you can have a bit more leeway with because a mug is always useful. But yeah. I think if it's something like pens or coasters, it's got to be something that stands out. It's got to be something that's had something different done with it. So it's not just a generic lilac films printed on it, on white or black, and you just have that sat on the desk. It's going to be something, I don't know, you put your mug on it and it lights up or sings a song, which does something really irritating like that.
This is the thing, isn't it? It's got to be completely new, unique. You've got to be ahead of the market with it, haven't you? With
there
a promotional
was,
gift.
There was young lady I met who was involved in sort of conference booking, and she wanted to get hold of PAs of big businesses, the MD or chief executives of big businesses, you know, and I said, well, you know, probably the, you know, having observed, you know, some of these, ladies and, you know, most ladies in as well as food. So, you know, the gift, and then I think it was ended up with a sort of a nice pencil case and things like that, but with a whole bunch of sort of jelly bean type things, something a little sweetie type thing, just to get them to remember that. And because, you know, my remembrance was, that's an appreciated gift. Sometimes you've got to think, who's going to get that gift? What's the audience? What are they going to do it? So you've got to do your, you know, a little bit of homework, you know, not just assume one size fits all for these things.
So what about gifts where there's sort of like some kind of like learning or teaching on there for it? So you've got your sort of like let's think of an example.
The Rubik Cube ones, they did some of those, didn't they? Where they put
you could have
the name of the company on. Have you not seen those?
Oh, no, I missed that.
I was thinking more specific to the ones where they have sort of like a top tips list or something like
that. Well, some people give that books, don't they? They've written a little book or they've co-sponsored a little book.
That's just pretentious, isn't it? If you're handing a book out there, sorry to all you authors out there, but... Yeah, okay.
I mean, clearly a book is like an industrial strength calling card. You know, something you publish is a bit building a reputation. You could say that we're being pretentious doing this podcast, you know, talking over since that. But
and please do say that. We're being called pretentious.
We are. And, you know,
Steve Stewart, you're being pretentious doing your podcast.
Remember our fragile egos, Paul. Fragile egos. But I think we've seen some books, people writing them, hanging out, and then... It just feels a bit pretentious, as you say, Steve. But the worst thing about it is people buy these corporate gifts. And here's a little pet peeve. People buy these corporate gifts and do nothing with them. They're stuck in their offices. So there was one accountant who up in Stoke. He had brought, you know, you get them through for accountants as like top 70 business tips type thing. And I was going, and it was sitting in boxes in his office. I just take them. I said, can I just take some and give them away to people? He's going...
Huh? That's a good idea.
That was it. Oh yeah, do you think I should do? Yeah, go ahead, give it one to you and your customers. Yeah, because they're literally dead money sitting on his floor. I said, you know, as an accountant, don't you think that this is just an equivalent of dead stock? Oh, you could be right, Stewie. I said, well, just give him out.
To be fair about it, if you have written a book and there's good information in there, actually, that's something that I think I have been unfair. We'll talk about vanity publishing another time, but actually, you can do a lot with that. If you're to hand that to someone and actually get it out there, if only one person catches on to that, that could be your next big client on there because they value that information you put in there. So actually, I think it's higher risk of return on investment. I think the majority would just be unread because... Let's face it, you're competing against Bravo 2.0, 50 Shades of Grey, and all that other great literature out there.
Indeed.
But I think it's got to be...
Hello Magazine.
I don't think 50 Shades of Grey is great literature, just to clarify that one.
No, do tell, Steve, you know.
But I think you've got to make sure that you're targeting people right for it. You've got to target the right audience for that, and clearly giving it out generically is not going to be something that's worthwhile for it.
But I just put a plug in for the calendars?
Go on then, put a plug
because
in.
Because we do calendars. Now, in the recession years, we couldn't afford to do calendars, and we were lambasted by people. They missed their calendars. Now, luckily, we've been able to afford to do it again. Stuart, you have one of my calendars.
Indeed.
And you have it up on the wall.
I do.
We get lots of people thanking us for the calendar.
And I've got a set of darts, and every day I put a picture up in front of it and I have a good throw.
Now, we talked about first impressions last week, but actually you gave me a calendar on there as well. And actually, while I've gone there and lambasted calendars and said I don't do anything with them, my wife does, though, and my wife loved the calendar. So actually, we talk... I mean, again, the show is all based around opinion, so take it as that. But we've seen here, one of us doesn't like calendars, Stuart likes calendars, so... It's knowing your audience, isn't it, as well? Yes. And actually, if you've got a 50% uptake that are going to use that, that's probably a worthwhile investment as well there, isn't
and
it?
And I think, go back to the point you made earlier on, you know, if you've got a gift, but that gift is going to be used by people's children, their wives, or their mums, or whatever, you know. And that's, you know, you people going, you know, because at the end of the day, what was it you're trying to do? You want people to remember you. You want people to think fondly about you. You want people to say, oh, that's a lovely thing. You're that nice man, Mr. Walters, he gave me that lovely, you know, beanie hat. I didn't look too stupid in it, you know, and it's kept my ears nice and warm. I'm going to come back and buy some more of them. At the end of the day,
but
that's what it's all about.
That beanie hat can only be worn through the winter months. The calendar is opened every month.
So wearing it
12 months.
So wearing my beanie hat in these hot summer weeks that we've been enjoying is probably not a good thing. Is your opinion?
Definitely not.
You're a man for PPE advice as well and safety and health and safety advice as well.
We're looking after your welfare,
Stuart.
Thank you,
Paul. Thank you.
So just to wrap up this episode, I'm just going to make one final point, which is no one needs corporate highlighters. So stop with these triangular highlighters.
Or post-it notes, you know.
We'd love to hear your thoughts anyway. So if you've had a really rubbish corporate gift, please take a picture of it and tweet it to us. Tweet it to Steve, which is at Lilac Films, Stuart, which is at Conspicuous CBM, all one word, or Paul at SIS_Limited, and show us what is the worst corporate gift you've received. And likewise, if you've had a fantastic gift as well, please do share that with us because that's a great thing that we want to get out there.
Because at the end of the day, we're all in business, but sometimes we need some ideas and inspiration ourselves, you know.
Absolutely. And if you're involved in the manufacturer or distribution of promotional gifts, please do get in touch, because we will do a follow-up episode.
And we'd like to be rude to you as well, you know, to your face.
Well, one of us will be rude to you.
Yes.
Stuart.
Yes.
So thank you again for listening to this episode, and we're looking forward to speaking to you all more soon about marketing and networking advice in the near future on a Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.